This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from Shiawassee County, Pleasant View, Shiawassee County Medical Care Facility. Patient first name is Peggy, P-E-G-G-Y. Last name is Corp, C-O-R-P. Date of birth is 11-29-1951. Date of evaluation is 10-4-2022. HPI history page complaints, psychiatric evaluation to assess patient's capacity to make informed medical decisions. History of present illness. This is a 70 years old female. Who is familiar to our therapist but not to psychiatry. She was last seen by therapist Rachel Woods on September 29, 2022. Patient's chart indicates recent decline in her physical as well as cognitive functioning. Period. Patient was recently readmitted from hospital on 9/23/2022. Her chart indicates pulmonary embolism without acute core, COR pulmonale, PULMONALE, history of multiple sclerosis, myoclonus, non-ST elevation, myocardial infarction, combined systolic and diastolic heart failure, metabolic encephalopathy, cardiomyopathy, acute kidney failure, history of urinary tract infection, hypothyroidism, chronic pain, morbid obesity. Period. Patient is a poor, somewhat of a poor historian. She claimed that she's, quote, mostly happy, unquote, but reports that she does feel down and depressed and wished she could see her family more often. Patient believes that she was diagnosed with MS in 1998. Patient reports that she has a son and a daughter, and she worked as an accountant in the past. She reports that her husband passed away 26 years ago. Period. Patient knew that she's at Pleasant View. She thought the month is September. Year is 2018. She could recall 0 out of 3 objects after 3 minutes, but she knew Biden as a president. Period. She lacked insight into her current medications and ongoing medical problems. Period. Next paragraph, she denies any history of bipolar disorder. Period. No paranoia, delusions, hallucinations. Next paragraph, review of systems. General weakness, eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genital, urinary, non-reported musculoskeletal weakness, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergy, non-reported past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment denied, prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment denied, prior receive psychiatric hospitalization denied, prior receive suicide attempt denied. Next paragraph, social history, current relationship. Patient reports that she's a widow. Chart indicates that patient is divorced. Number of children. Patient believes she has a son and a daughter. Current employment. History of working as an accountant. Next paragraph, under history and habits, medical history, see medical history as reported in HPI, surgical history, see chart, family history not known, tobacco history denied, alcohol history denied, drug abuse history denied. Next paragraph, current medications, MAR reviewed, clonopin 0.5 milligram in the evening for myoclonus. Lexapro 20 milligram once a day, melatonin 5 milligram HS. Next paragraph, blood pressure 128/72, pulse 68, respiration 80. Next paragraph, mental status examination general, appropriately groomed, demeanor, cooperative, motor movements, weakness, gait, lying in bed, speech. Disfluent and sometimes difficult to be understood, mood mildly dysphoric, thought processes Peers of confusion, association, normal thought content, no suicidal homicidal thoughts reported, perceptual disturbances, denied level of consciousness, alert, oriented to self and place, memory recent impaired, she could recall 0 out of 3 objects after 3 minutes, fundamental knowledge, poor judgment and insight, poor sleep, poor appetite. Fair. Next paragraph. Diagnosis. Major depressive disorder, recurrent moderate F33.1, PANS continue Lexapro as prescribed. Number 2, metabolic encephalopathy, G93.41 under disposition. Patient does seem to show significant cognitive impairment, limited insight. He seems to lack capacity to make informed medical decisions. However, should be consulted in the decision-making process when possible. Next paragraph, ongoing follow-up with attending physician for medical management. Period, notify our service for any persistent mood changes. Period, will follow with you. Procedure code 99305 under supplemental administrative. Check common side effects of SSRI. Risk benefit statement based on findings of my assessment. Above stated goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention. Outweigh the risk as reported above. End of dictation.